I want to say thank you to the fans by telling you a secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years. Which is that my brand new album, comes out April 19th. It's called... It's called The Tortured Poets Department.
Hey y'all, it's Amelia Rose, and welcome to C'est La Mie, and welcome to the Torture Poets Department files. I hope you're having a good day. I hope you're excited and ready for this episode. I'm so excited about our guest. Today we are joined by Emma from Swifty Winds. She is amazing. She's super positive, and I just love what she has done with the fandom, and she's so creative, so talented, and really just a positive force online, which I feel like when you go online, you really do need that positivity to kind of make you feel okay about being online. Because sometimes being online, especially if you're a part of a fandom or something, it can just get like too much, especially on X, formerly known as Twitter, which is where she is probably the most active, and she's fabulous. So I'm just gonna let her explain herself in this episode, but I am absolutely blown away and so grateful that she came on the show. So without further ado, let's get on to the interview with Emma. Okay, everybody, we have Emma on with us.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. I'm so excited to have you on. So to start off, tell everybody about yourself, like where you might live, what do you do, how old are you, just kind of general information.
Sure. So yeah, my name's Emma. I'm from St. Louis, but I live in Kansas City area. So this year has obviously been a whirlwind for me as a Swifty. I'm a nurse. I work in an orthopedic clinic, which is really fun. I'm 24 years old, big cat lady, and obviously a big Swifty. I've just never loved anything halfway. So whatever I like it really hard. So
that's awesome. We love passionate people on here. Yes. So the first question I always ask on these Taylor Swift episodes is, how did you become a Swifty?
Yes. So, it's like a long backstory ish. But right kind of before and during second grade, my parents were going through a divorce. And so my mom, you know, had to stop being a stay-at-home mom. She went back to teaching. And so obviously that was like a huge adjustment for her going back to work full-time, being a single parent to two kids. And one of the students in her class, which she was like a seventh grade teacher, one of her students was actually the kid of another teacher at the school. So she kind of knew like what we were feeling with a parent being in the school we work at. And that student kind of took us under her wing and bonded with my mom a lot. And that student actually gave my mom a copy of the debut album. So this was like 2007-ish, I think. I don't remember exactly. But so we would listen to it all the time in my mom's minivan. And really the song tied together with the smile my mom really resonated with. So I kind of attribute that to being the reason we even became Swifties at all. So, so it was really cool because obviously, you know, back then it wasn't very cool to be a Swifty, but despite, you know, any annoying people in class, my mom and my sister were always Swifties with me. So
that is so sweet. I love that. It's like a family thing.
Yeah,
I love that.
Definitely.
Awesome. That's super cute. And I'm actually like super, so like, I feel like you post about debut, like more than most accounts that I follow, except for maybe Allie from Swiftball. She posts about debut like all the time. Yeah. So I figured you became a fan during that time. That's kind of rare. I mean, I guess, you know, it's the very beginning. So like I became a fan during Fearless and I'm like, oh, I'm like an OG. But then I meet people who are fans of like during debut and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're okay, really.
Fearless definitely counts as an OG though. Cause I'm like, it's possible that we got the album after Fearless came out. I think it was 2007, but Fearless is OG, especially at this point.
Yeah. I recently found out that Taylor was in my hometown. So I live in Mobile, Alabama, which is like, where's that? Like most people haven't really, well, maybe not most people, but a lot of people haven't heard of it. It's not a major like city or anything. Sure. And I recently found out that Taylor was here at a radio station. I guess she was maybe on radio tour or something in 2007. It was like the same day she released Teardrops on My Guitar, like the music video.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, stop. I was a fan a year later.
Time machine. just this one time.
She like played this show that was like $25, and I'm like, if I could have been there,
literally,
I was like,
you could have a signed debut copy of right now.
Seriously. And like a picture and like,
yeah, a picture with little yeehaw Taylor Swift in her fake country accent.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh.
That's wild.
I know. I'm like, how? And then I don't think she's ever been back. And I'm like, okay, yeah.
Like, all right, Taylor, see how it is.
So tell me about from just OG Swiftie to Swiftie Wins. It started as a Tumblr thing, right? So just tell me how like everything kind of evolved.
Yeah. So I went to the Speak Now tour with my mom and sister. That was our first concert ever. And that was on August 13th, 2011. And when I say I never have loved anything halfway, like I went home and I was like, oh my God. Like, I mean, I was already so obsessed. And I was like, I have to go on her website and see like what her website looks like. And then I discovered the fan forum, Taylor Connect. And so I joined that literally the day after the concert. And I mean, I've been a part of online fandom ever since then. So I guess almost 13 years in August, which is insane. So I went from that fan forum to a fan forum that was created by myself and some friends when that ultimately closed. I ended up on a Facebook group, then Instagram, and then Tumblr. And so, on Tumblr one night, I was just like in this just kind of bummer mood, just one of those moods where everything sucks and you can just look around and find more things to just piss you off even more. And I was like, I really just like don't want to feel this way. And like, I know it doesn't always work like that, but I was like, I'm just going to ask people online. So I was like, can you guys just like positive hour, send me some happy moments from your day. And it just kind of stuck. Other people were like, wow, that like kind of helped me too. And so I just kept doing it. And then that kind of like ties into how I met Taylor, but yeah, I just kept doing it. And then, you know, kind of the Tumblr era came to a close. And I became more active on Twitter during the pandemic. And I ultimately ended up creating that account just to kind of have a place to be a part of the fandom, but without kind of my name attached to it, just because I had been experiencing a lot of like online hate because I was kind of an outspoken person, which worked better on Tumblr, but doesn't work so well on Twitter. And so originally I was going to do that account as like, just like Swift Talk Struggles, just because, you know, it's kind of a theme that sometimes TikTok Swifties maybe can struggle a little bit, which is okay. But then I kept seeing these like really cute videos from Eras Tour of like this husband who was passing out like flyers for his wife's book. And I was like, okay, this like, I have to just make this a wins account. And so that was kind of my way of bringing positive hour to Twitter. And it just kind of blew up and it's been really cool just because I mean, online fandom, you can so easily get bogged down. There's always some kind of drama to get sucked into. There's always another person that's getting canceled and, you know, sometimes for good reason, but it's nice to just have a way to intentionally look for the good.
Yeah. Yeah. So. No, I love seeing like even before I really, cause I think I got Twitter almost a year ago, like just for the first time. It was actually in advance of my Eras Tour date because I wanted to know all the like, I guess how to's or like, I felt like the Twitter community was really quick with updating people or saying like giving their tips on tour and like, oh, you should do this, you should do that, whatever. So my tour date was seamless because I had joined Twitter and I just wanted to make sure that everything was good. And so
it's so helpful just having that community to get tips and tricks from.
You can easily get lost like for several hours just reading all the like helpful tips, and I definitely did that in advance of my date. But I remember I kept seeing people tagging you and it was all happy stuff, like something, something like this happened, tag you. And I'm like, wait, so this is just the go-to resource. If something good happens, Taylor Swift related, they tag this person. So I followed you and I was like, wait, this is a great account. Like, I love this.
I love that.
But no, you get like bogged down sometimes with the, like, just there's so much drama sometimes. Like who, like, I don't know, just a lot of comparison, which I get, you know, I'm totally like, I've totally gone down the comparison route and whatever, but you know, it's like, which fan's a better fan? And I'm just like, oh my gosh, y'all stop. Like, please.
Art fans, artists, all of it. It's just, it's always happening. And it's just a matter of getting other things on your timeline.
Yes. Yeah. And your account is such a good way of doing it. And you actually, did you just reach 50,000?
I just reached 50,000 like 2 days ago.
That's amazing. And you've been doing this for like less than a year?
Yeah, since like mid-April. So Yeah,
That
just
is.
like insane. Like that's the most followers I've ever had on any of my fan accounts. So it's just mind-boggling, truly.
Yeah. And I mean, it's impactful. I guess people log into Twitter and they're like, oh my gosh, like she's being tagged everywhere. I want to be a part of this. And it
Thanks.
is like such a bright spot on the timeline. But you said your positive hour from Tumblr is a reason why you met Taylor. So just tell us kind of the story about how you met Taylor.
Yeah, so she had followed me in Tumblr like during the 1989 era and then kind of started to notice me more during Reputation. And then, ultimately the Reputation era passed. I didn't meet her, whatever. That's totally fine. And people back then, like, because there were so many ways that Taylor was actively meeting fans, if you didn't meet her in like, rep room or the pre-show meet and greet or whatever, but she had been noticing you a lot, they would be like, oh my gosh, she's like saving you for something special. And it's like so much easier to tell people that than it is to believe it because she's so, I mean, even back then, she had so many like passionate fans and like so many people that deserve to meet her and that she would want to meet. And it's just like, well, it's not going to be me, like, But then, yeah, shortly, like a couple weeks after starting Positive Hour, I had been, my grandparents were taking me to a Cardinal baseball game, and that game ended up getting rained out. And so we were, in the car on the way home, we're soaking wet, we're kind of bummed out. I was like, I'm just gonna hop on Tumblr and do Positive Hour. So the crazy thing is, like, if that game hadn't gotten rained out, I would have been at a baseball game and I would not have been on Tumblr doing Positive Hour at that moment. And so fast forward about 20 minutes, and I'm on my grandparents' couch, and all of a sudden I see Taylor Swift liked your post. Taylor Swift liked your post. And she liked 26 of my posts that night, which was insane because I can still remember when I was like 15 during the 1989 era and being like, oh my gosh, she's like liking all these people's posts at once. Like, I cannot imagine being that person. And then it happened to me.
Boom.
Which apologies to my grandparents. I said the F word a lot that night because I was very confused about what was happening. But luckily they have always supported my love of Taylor, so they understood. But yeah, so it kind of feels like Positive Hour and Extra Chat because it was like something bad happened and I tried to turn it into something good and something even greater happened. It was just like fate is weird. And then 2 days later, I was in a hotel room trying to sleep because my dad was getting remarried the next day, which we won't open that can of worms, but we do not love my dad. He sucks. So I was like not really looking forward to the next day. And then my phone like keeps buzzing. And then ultimately my friend Ashley is trying to FaceTime me and she's like a Swiftie friend. And I pick up, I'm like, what? And she's like, Taylor loves you. And I'm like, thank you. But like, that was 2 days ago. Like, I really have to go to bed. And she's like, oh, you don't know, do you? Like, go on Tumblr. And so I go on Tumblr and I sit there and refresh my notifications for a full hour. And she had liked 80, like she, as I was watching, she liked 84 more of my posts. So in the span of 2 days, she noticed me 110 times, which I literally
Oh.
have never seen. And I was like, what the hell is happening? Like,
Oh my
at that
gosh.
point, I was like, okay, either if secret sessions happen, I'm gonna meet her there, or she just doesn't want to meet me. Like, it's like, which is fine, but it's gonna be that. So yeah, so then, August comes nearer, lover release date comes nearer. And, I mean, people weren't supposed to say, but obviously, like, kind of behind the scenes and group chats, you'd kind of get, flutters of, oh, I think like people were getting invited to London and whatever. And then my really good friend Kristen, like she's pretty much like my best fan and friend ever. She got invited. So she like called me while I was at work and I'm just like freaking out for her, so excited. And she actually, like, bless her heart, she tried to like beg them to let her bring me as her plus one. And they were like, no, plus ones this time. I was like, you don't have to do that, but like also thank you. And so then I was like, wow, it's like really watch time now. Like, it's gonna happen now or it's gonna happen never. And it was actually because I think she got her DM almost 2 weeks before the secret session. So she had a long like waiting time, which I do not envy her of. But I didn't get the DM until like 5 days before or
Oh
like
my gosh.
something. So it was July 29th. And I remember I'd actually gone to my favorite Mexican restaurant with my grandparents. And I was literally explaining to them, like, this is what secret sessions are. Like, these are the YouTube videos. It's like the coolest thing ever. And like, they're happening soon. And it, like, you guys remember what happened in June, and like, maybe it's gonna happen or it's never gonna happen. So I'm driving home and I'm like literally 2 minutes from my house on like a nothing street. So like, don't check your phone when you're driving, kids. But like, for the interest of honesty, I did. And because I was just like, I have this weird feeling. And so I checked my IP address tracker on my Tumblr, and there was a Tumblr or an IP address from Nashville. And I was like, oh my God. And then my phone vibrates. And I was like, oh, I know what that is about looking. And then I look and it's exactly what it was. And I'm parked at this point. So I'm sprinting up the street, sprinting up the stairs, and screaming my sister's name. I about have an asthma attack. I'm like losing my mind. And yeah, so, and I did try to get my sister as a plus one too, since she is a Swiftie and she didn't get to go, but she came to Nashville with us, which was cool in its own way. But yes, so that was the long backstory to being invited.
Oh, wow.
And then between July 29th and I think we left on August 3rd, I was just like sat on the couch in like an anxiety fueled haze. I was like, what do I do with myself? Like I couldn't go on Tumblr and just be like, oh my gosh, guys, I'm like so excited for this weekend and I'm so stressed and this, that, the other. And I do remember I had posted something being like, oh, I have to work this like evening shift on Sunday. And I made the mistake of saying like 3 to 11, which is a real shift at the job that I worked at. But some of my friends who knew me a little better, but didn't know about the session were like, that was really suspicious. And I was like, I'm sorry. So, so anyways, you know, secret session comes, I sign my life away on the NDA, give them my personal belongings. And then they take us to Taylor's house. And Kristen and I were actually like the first people that walked off the bus together. And so that was really cool. And it had like just finished raining an hour ago. So it smelled like rain and we're walking on this wet gravel. And it was just like, oh my God, we're here. And then we like mingled for a while. They took us into the living room, had us all sit down. And we were in like the little second row of people around the chair that Taylor would sit at. And then even though we knew it was coming, like Taylor walks in and I think I lost one of my nine lives. Like, it's just like gone. Like I just, like, it was insane. I could not believe that Taylor Swift was there and she had like pink tips in her hair, which she's never done again. It was so random and I still don't know why, but it was really cool. And then she like sits down. She's like, oh my gosh, like secret sessions are just my favorite like tradition. I love the friendships that come from it. And Kristen and I are sitting there like holding hands like this, just like, oh my God. And she looks directly at us and goes, you too. And I was like, stop. Like, she knows about our friendship. This is disgusting. Like, how dare you? Can't. And then yeah, secret sessions happen. It was super cool. And obviously like Lover was so special because she's like, we can let our friends crash in the living room. And she like did it really dramatically since we were all there.
So
like,
cute. Oh my God.
And then during Cornelia Street, during the first chorus, I remember she looked right at me and was like, I hope I never lose you. Hope it never ends. And I'm like just weeping at this point. I'm like, goodbye. Like, end my life. So then,
oh my gosh,
we go back outside and we all wait for our turn to meet her. And it was really cool because whenever they would like call someone's name to go and wait their turn to meet her, we would all like cheer for them because it was so exciting. So it was like a really cool, supportive environment.
Aww.
And I remember like outside, because basically, like if you remember in Miss Americana, there's like she like goes to her parents' house and like they're watching something on the TV and Kitty's jumping at that's like where we met her. And so when you're looking like at that fireplace, there's like a little door to the left and that goes up like a small flight of stairs. And then it's in just this little like entryway. And so that's where I was standing waiting to meet her. And it was cool because there was like a full like body length mirror. And I was like, I wonder if they put this here just so we could like, you know, make sure we look okay. And then I heard her say goodbye to the last person and, or the person before me. And they were like, okay, go ahead. And I walk in and I'm like, okay, I don't know where in this room she is. I've never been here. And she goes, Emma, I love you so much. Oh my God. And I was like, oh my God. Like, she knows my name. This is like the dream.
Oh my God. So gosh.
Yeah. Like, before I can even get a word out, she's like, I love your positivity hours so much. I literally go on your blog whenever I'm sad to make myself feel better. And I was like, shut up. I listen to your music whenever I'm sad to make myself feel better. Like, what is happening right now? And it, yeah. And we've talked for probably a good 10 minutes. And I remember I did a really good job of like holding myself together. And I was like, you're not going to cry in front of Taylor Swift. And then like out of the corner of my eye, I saw the AMA that was like Taylor Swift's album of the year. And I was like, holy, this is like actually happening. And yeah. And then we took our picture and we got to check it. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe you did your open mouth smile. And she was like, that's a rare one. I'm like insecure about that one. So I save it. And I was like, stop, you're beautiful. So I like live with the knowledge that I tried to make Taylor Swift feel better about an insecurity. And then as I was leaving, she's like, you're taller than I thought you'd be. And so I still live with the knowledge that she had any concept of how tall I would be. And we told each other we would see each other online. And then I got on the bus and sobbed for a full week. So it was just like the craziest experience of my life, truly.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, that was really long-winded, but
no, that's like the together, so. That's like the dream to like think it that Taylor like that you provided the same sort of thing that she provided you, but like she's Taylor Swift. Like,
yeah, I'm like,
I don't know.
you would just go, you're like, I'm sad, let me go check Emma's blog. Like, that makes me nauseous.
Stop it.
Yeah, I'm like, this is not real, but there's video evidence of it. I just don't have it, but they have like the camera, you know, they videoed everything, but
oh my gosh,
yeah, it was just like absolutely insane. I mean, I remember like, cause we drove home the next day, obviously. And I would just be sitting in the front seat and I would like hear her saying my name again. And I would just start crying again. And my mom's like, Emma, I'm sorry. And then we like, cause they were emailing us the pictures. And so like, I'm going on Tumblr and seeing people get their pictures and I'm still not getting mine. And we actually made it the full drive home from Nashville to St. Louis. And I still hadn't gotten my picture. And like, there are people like who I'm friends with that still remember, like, it was me and one other person that I was friends with who were like still waiting. I think we were like the last two people to get our pictures. And so I finally got it. My mom like took a video of it. I like opened the email. I see the picture. I start crying. I post the video of it on Tumblr. Taylor likes the video. I start crying when she liked it. Like, I was a freaking mess, but it was just like it was so cool. No
it's
words.
Like her mission in life is like to make people cry of joy. It's
just like, literally, like, so can you imagine? I'm like, God, that must be a good feeling. Like, truly.
Oh my God, if Taylor had any concept of anything that I've done in my life, like anything, yeah. I'd be like, wait.
Because she's like, so what? Genuine about her love too. Like, she truly loves her fans so much. It's just like,
insane. I know. Yeah. That is, it's absolutely insane. I did not know that she liked over 100 posts of yours.
Yeah.
Like, I had no clue. I knew she liked a couple, but yeah. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, it was bonkers. Just like bananas. Like, I don't, yeah. Yeah.
That is crazy. I mean, I can relate to you just crying at random moments because since being a fan, since Fearless, the Eras Tour was the first time I'd seen Taylor live.
Wow.
Years of wanting to see her live. Yeah. You know, I was like a little kid.
That's just a real feeling.
Yeah. When I like first, you know, wanted to see her live. I so wanted to see her and like Speak Now, but like all the eras up till like, I think from Fearless to like now.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I'd ever seen her live in Atlanta. And I still tear up. Like, it's almost a year later. I still tear up at the Eras Tour intro. Any of the songs. Like, literally
she
any
did
of
that
the songs.
On purpose. It's so emotional.
And I'm like, but if I had met her, like, that would just be a completely, like, I would never be able to see a picture of her without being like, I met that girl.
No, literally. I'm like so annoying about it. Like, I found out one of my coworkers is a Swiftie the other day and I was like, did I ever show you this? And it's like still my lock screen. And I told my mom, I was like, I just found out so-and-so is a Swiftie. And she's like, did you tell her you met Taylor yet? I'm like, please. Like,
so I got pull that right out of the hat. Exactly. So this is my lock screen. It is.
Oh, come on, focus. That's so cute.
Me at the Eras Tour. And I'm going to keep it forever until I get like, you know, like engaged or, you know, something equally important happens.
Yeah, I swap it out occasionally with pictures of me and my fiance. I love her too, but yeah, the Taylor picture will always be in the rotation for sure. And another thing that was really cool about all the positive, because most of those posts that she liked were positive. There were a few. There was actually one where it was like, you know, those memes that people would make of like Taylor smiling at her phone, and there's like heart emojis everywhere. There was one where someone posted that, and they were like, because she was spamming me, and also my other friend that waited the longest for the picture. Her name was Carissa. She was spamming me and Carissa with likes. And so someone posted Taylor looking at Emma and Carissa's blogs and Taylor liked that. And I was like, stop. What the hell?
Confirmed.
But yeah, most of those posts were positive hour, which was like, it was like an ask that someone would send in. And that was like their way of submitting it. And a lot of those people had never gotten notices before. And so like I think it wasn't like 100 people, but like upwards of like, I don't know, 50 maybe got like their first Taylor notice that night, which was just insane. And even like at the secret session, there was one girl who came up to me and was like, you're Emma, right? And I was like, yeah, oh my gosh, like, hi. And she was like, Taylor liked one of my positive hour asks, and that's the only notice I've ever gotten. And then I got this DM and I was like, shut up. Like,
oh my gosh,
this is the coolest thing ever. Like, what? So it's really cool. But yeah,
that's amazing. Cause it's like, not only are you, do you have your own platform, whatever, you're also kind of like providing other people a platform to be happy and post their wins and all that. I absolutely love that. Yeah, that's amazing.
Thanks.
No, I'm seriously blown away, but I will zip it because I could go on forever. Okay, so transitioning into The Georgia Post Department.
Yes.
First of all, I've got to hear, what was your reaction when she announced that?
I really thought we were getting Reputation. I was like, Reputation hoodie on, wearing the snake ring, the whole thing. So I was, but then I did, I was like, I wonder if she's going to throw us off again. So I like kind of thought maybe, but also I just like, I didn't really think it. So it was absolutely mind blowing. And yeah, the video where I'm like watching that and then our jaw just like drops and we're screaming is so insane. I really can't believe she's like actually putting out an album while she's on this insane tour. Like I'm so curious what it's going to mean for the tour, if she does do anything different with the set list or not, because clearly she's not exactly like tired. She's more than happy to continue to be creative on this tour and do mashups and all this stuff. So
I know. I was talking with someone else that I recorded, Rachel. I was recording with her like last weekend, and we were kind of like, does Taylor have a break in her tour? And she does. And it's like over the album drop. And so I was like, I wonder if she'll take that time to like maybe make some changes to tour and then come back after the album.
And because there is like the white microphone that she hasn't been using on the tour.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, and then we're like, I don't think this is part of the Lover House because it burns down. So yeah, like Lover maybe House she might dead. Not like she might not like add it because it's not like an like it's its own era.
Yeah,
it's like but then it's also chapter. The era's tour. Yeah. So we're like just hypothesizing about like, well, she could do this, she could do that. Anything would make sense. And whatever.
I can see her doing, I could see her adding something. I could see her changing nothing, doing them as surprise songs. Like it's going to be so interesting to see what she does, and whatever it is, it'll be exciting, I'm sure.
I know, I am excited. So as far as the album itself, what are your like expectations or hopes or predictions or anything?
I think we're going to get some really incredible songwriting. Like I'm very excited because I'm a huge Bleachers fan too. So I absolutely love Jack Antonoff. I love everything he and Taylor have ever done together. And so I'm very excited that he is involved on the album, and very excited to with this, like with her saying it's the synth album, or I guess like that came out and then she kind of did the, I don't know. Did you see the video where she like went to play on her piano for the surprise song and it like played a synth sound?
Uh-huh.
And so like some people are like, oh, I wonder if that's her kind of being like, hey, like this is what the album's gonna sound like, which feels very Bleachers-y to me. And so
yeah,
I'm excited to have like those kind of vibes. And I feel like it's gonna be like a lot of folklore-esque writing, which I just like absolutely love folklore. So yeah, I love all her deep cut lyrics like that, and I think it's going to be heavy on the lyrics.
Yeah, like we're gonna have to get out our dictionaries again
for sure.
I'm so excited just seeing that video of her saying like this album was a lifeline, I felt like I needed to write it. I was like, wait a sec, okay, this is like, prepare yourself.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
That's how folklore was too, where it was like she was in the pandemic, she's like, what else do? I have to write right now. And it gave us like the best album ever. So
yeah. And the covers,
yeah,
with the like lyrics, I'm like, all these lyrics are just like so devastating, and I need to hear more.
Yeah, I'm nervous, but I'm so excited.
Yeah, especially the aesthetic of the album. I think it's so, I don't know, it's so pretty.
Yeah,
but also like sophisticated, but also sad, but also, I don't know. It's a lot of things. It's
really like angsty feeling to it. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it feels poetic. Like, it just feels very like, I'm a poet and I'm just like so sad. And I guess that's the point of the album, but.
Yeah. No, but like, I'm isolated, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking back to like Midnights, mm-hmm. and how those photos looked a little bit like down, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was also thinking the Time magazine covers like have got to be so like it was all kind of black and white looking. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, it's got to be some sort of like hint for Torture Poets Department, because we all thought it was like Reputation.
Right. When then Poets ends up being like the is it sepia? Is that how you say it, or sepia?
Yeah. 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 Sepia.
Yeah. I think it's sepia.
I think so.
Anyways.
But no, I'm kind of like, okay, that has to be like somehow related and not sure. But for me, I'm like, okay, like I thought Midnight's was super, you know, melancholy, really introspective, really like deep and whatever. But then it had like Bejeweled on it, which is still deep, but a fun deep, a glittery deep.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of like wondering, is there going to be like, because Bejeweled is one of my favorite songs of Midnight.
That's true.
So I'm like, okay, is Torture Post Department going to have a Bejeweled moment or not?
I definitely feel like it'll still have a Bejeweled moment. She always has to Bejeweled somehow, but.
And what gives me hope is that cover of her with the like rhinestone-ish, like studded dress.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, that might be Bejeweled. I'm just like trying to find clues when they're probably, I mean, there probably are some, but I'm probably missing them in favor of the ones I want to see. So
that's fair. I think with the elements of her, of like the albatross and stuff like that, where it's like, oh, she's this like escapee, she's, you know, breaking free. She was this, you know, the bird that can't land for how many years. And, you know, once that bird's ready to spread its wings and fly, like, I'm sure there's going to be something just absolutely. Maybe there'll be some really like good old depressing lyrics with the really nice beat. Those are always fun too, but
No, I'm excited. I'm really excited to see what the sound is like.
Yeah.
Because she could go in so many different directions, you know?
Yeah. Especially now that she's like, I mean, I feel like she used to say so much about sonically cohesive, and then she says she doesn't care about it anymore, but her albums still do feel sonically cohesive. But I'm like, I wouldn't care if she had like 12 different genres. Like, I will listen to anything. It's because I know it's going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I mean, it doesn't have to be like every track sounds like it could come from the same album. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
You could release whatever and I would listen.
Yeah, she could never change genres again and that would be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Whatever she wants to do, I will be here.
So as far as the track list, like what songs jump out at you?
I need to pull it up again because I'm a big 21 Pilots fan too, and I'm a big Bleachers fan, and all three of them have new albums coming out. So I have so many. Okay, so let's see. So obviously So Long London really jumps out at me just for reasons. I really am excited for But Daddy, I Love Him, and then also LOML, because I'm very curious if LOML is going to stand for Love of My Life or like Loss of My Life or something else entirely. So,
oh my gosh, I never thought of Loss of My Life.
Some people, because some other people, I can't take credit for that. Other people pointed that out, but yeah.
That is crazy. Oh my gosh, that would be heartbreaking, but
and I'm really
Taylor Swift-esque.
Oh, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just saying it would be like so heartbreaking, but like very Taylor Swift, like on brand.
Yeah, exactly. Very on brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm really excited for Fortnite too, because my best friend, who's actually going to be my maid of honor, she's a huge Post Malone fan too. So I like immediately texted her. I was like, Post and Taylor finally have a song together. And she immediately was like, well, we have to get tattoos for it. And I was like, let's make sure it's not this like heartbreaking breakup song before we get tattoos, but we can definitely do something.
I know. Yeah. My brother's a big Post Malone fan. And so I was like, okay, like, see, she's cool. She has her favorite artist on her track list. I'm trying to pull it up too. Because I remember probably in every, because I already recorded a couple episodes for this. So like in every episode, I say that I'm excited for like different songs.
Yeah.
Like all the time. I don't even know.
So bad. Whatever you're feeling in the moment.
I'm so excited that Torture Poets Department is a track.
Yeah.
Like, we have a title track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that. Also, the Lost Man Whoever Lived, that's a sharp title.
I know. I'm
nervous in the best way.
I know. I'm like, this is nothing that I would have thought. Like, that sounds like a Taylor Swift song. Not like, we'll see.
Exactly.
Guilty of Sin? Question mark.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know what that's about. That sounds crazy. The Alchemy. Okay, so I heard a good theory, which is like not really a theory, it's just someone who understands what it means and like is trying to put it into context. Sure. I'm just like, you know, spinning, is it lead into gold?
Oh yeah. And the like she like was trying to, love is golden and everything.
Yes.
Trying to make it gold and it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
I heard that.
That broke me when I saw that.
If she uses the word tarnish in that song.
Stop.
I'm
immediately going to be like, oh my God, you were right.
I'm going to cry. Like, I mean, I'm already very prepared. I'm like, okay, for release night, because I record a podcast episode on release night.
Yeah.
So that I can just release it right afterwards. But normally I make, like, I bake something. I make a drink or whatever. And then I'm like, okay, I need this, I need that, I need that, I need tissues, I need this. Like, yeah. I'm like, I'm gonna cry. Like, I'm gonna cry just because it's new Taylor Swift music.
Yeah.
But like,
but it's like an album we never thought we were gonna get at this point in her life. Like,
no, not at all.
And even though she has those feelings, it's gonna be really hard to know she was ever feeling that way.
I know, it's gonna be really tough, especially since she was probably on tour when she was doing that. Yeah. Like, maybe she wrote this heartbreaking song after she went off stage on my show. Exactly. Like, I don't know. Exactly. Like, it's just, it's nuts.
Like, and it still breaks me to this day to think that little curly haired, you know, princess gown Speak Now tour Taylor Swift went off stage and wrote All Too Well. Like, excuse me? It's just like,
I know,
mind blowing.
The moment I heard someone put it in the way of like, okay, well, Red version Taylor is really what Speak Now tour Taylor was going through.
Yeah.
And like 1989 Taylor is really what Red yeah. tour. Like, I never thought about it like that. I was like, oh yeah, it's the same thing. And I was like, wait a second. Like, it makes me happy to think that Fearless Taylor and Speak Now Taylor, for the most part, are like
just like
the same, because
yeah.
the album, like, yeah, it has deep cuts with like Innocent and whatever. Right. But like, I'm like, that's very much a fairy tale sounding album. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Actually, probably my favorite album.
Eyes and all of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I love that. But to think that Speak Now Taylor, who was like my girl.
Yeah.
Red. Like, are you kidding
exactly.
me?
Exactly. Especially because like, I'm like, now that I'm like, I'm not that much older than she was at the time, but like, just, I'm like, that's like a kid on stage. Like, I know she was an adult, but like, that's just like, she's just like a, she's so a baby young. Adult. Like, she's, and she's like, not, I mean, but like, you know, literal, my, like, what, 12 year old Taylor wrote Cold as You and Tied Together with a Smile. So, I mean, the woman can do anything. Like, absolutely.
Exactly.
Nothing. She's always been a little bit poetic.
Yeah. And she's a great performer. Like, I've seen.
Yeah.
Those videos, you know, it's like in the aftermath of things, people notice stuff and then they're like posting about it.
Oh, and but she's like, oh, like that. And yeah.
And you're like, she's such a good performer. I'm like, I could not imagine. And like oh. 3 hours for as long as she's doing it, I'm like, yeah. you really, I mean, reading about how she prepared for the tour
oh
in
gosh.
That Time article, just like yeah. one of my favorite things ever. Like yeah. Sam Lansky is such
I've
a
never
good
been in that
writer.
Good of shape ever.
No. Okay. And I'm like, I kind of want to, but also like, I have no motivation to. I have no reason
yeah.
except for just pure vanity.
Yeah, exactly. Just to know that I can.
yeah.
I don't think I can.
Yeah. yeah. No, me neither. I couldn't imagine. I mean, if it was anything, I could do it to Taylor Swift, but probably yes. not.
Yeah. And it would help if I didn't have to work full time. Like if, but even mm-hmm. then, even then.
Yeah. She's a like if that was your job.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. But still a stronger woman than I am. That takes a lot
probably
of.
Not. Yeah. I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Trying to think if I have any other questions about the album. Like, I mean, I could go on forever. Just
I know. Just all the
talking theories and whatever. Yeah. But gosh, do you think that there's going to be more? So as of this recording, there is the manuscript, the Bolter, and the Albatross.
Oh, yeah. I think there will probably be at least one more. Yeah. But I don't know. For some reason, I feel like five. But I don't know why.
So have you seen the 5 stages of grief?
Oh, like, yes. That's why. It was back here. I just couldn't think of it.
It's lining up.
Yeah.
And I'm scared.
I am too. Yeah. But
I'm like, it's getting darker.
Yeah. I'm really hoping she'll do like a box set kind of a thing, or like some sort of like, okay, here's the full album with all the bonus tracks. Because I like, even though I'm going to stream it all, I really would love to just own it all on one little disc. But
yes. And I am so hoping that the bonus tracks go on streaming, because I'm like, I can't not hear these,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. So like sooner than You're Losing Me did, but I'm not yeah. above pirating it. So
we'll cut it.
Yeah.
No, I'm super excited. I can't wait to see, like, honestly, these bonus track things like coming out when I'm asleep. And then I just wake up and I like, the other day I was on Facebook. I just like opened Facebook first time that day.
Yeah.
And I just saw Taylor Swift change her profile picture. And I was like, so you know, the bonus track, didn't put it past her. Like, you know, yeah. and I was just like, doesn't face me anymore.
Exactly. This is like, oh, of course she did. But it is wild that she's the one, like her account has been going live.
I know. I'm
as
like, this is a very like special album to
because
her.
she
Like,
before that, I think the last time she had gone live was announcing Lover.
yeah,
Crazy.
been a whole,
Sending messages left and right. So
yeah.
London.
It's
Hello,
crazy.
Kansas
No,
City.
I mean, I hope, I don't want this. I mean, I loved how Midnight's, like, it's just so special how Midnight's is charting at the top 10, like, you know,
Yeah.
all of the songs. Like, I love that. And so part of me is like, oh, I don't want, like, it's always sad when I see that, like, different albums have topped other albums, like, records, because
Yeah.
it's like, I remember that, whatever. But I want this album to break all the records,
Yeah.
you know?
I think it'd
Like,
be
I,
so personal to her.
yes, yeah. And the amount of, like, I mean, I think the bonus tracks is, you know, great because she wants to release new music, but it's definitely a strategy. Going live is a strategy. Like, you can tell she wants this album to do well, and I hope
For
it just,
sure.
like, obliterates, like, all the
She's a
records
smart
ever.
businesswoman, and I hope all the maneuvers work.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so we have a rapid fire, but before that, tell people where they can find you online.
Yeah, so I'm on Twitter at SwifferWins. So Swiffer like the cleaning product, but I'm not associated with them. And that's pretty much the main place to find me.
Cool. Everybody go follow her because it's super fun and positive and exciting, and I love it. Okay, so rapid fire. Always say it's rapid. It never really is. It
That's
doesn't
fair.
really matter. So I've got five questions. Some of them are kind of random, so just take them as you go. First question, favorite Eras Tour outfit?
Ooh. Okay. I think the purple Speak Now dress, because she debuted that at my show. So that was really fun.
That's amazing. You were there for the Speak Now
Yeah,
announcement?
so actually I got so Speak Now I'm like very invisible string with, because obviously that was my first concert. And then I got engaged at Nashville Night One when she announced Speak Now. And like looking at the screen, I'm like, oh my God, 7/7, that's Kansas City Night One. And I live here. So yeah, so we were at that show, and I was actually there with my mom and my sister, which was the first time us three have been at a show, just us since the Red Tour. So it was really cool getting to listen to, because
Oh.
like we were so excited for the Speak Now set, because that was the first show we went to together, and my mom was so excited to hear Enchanted. And then I actually got the Dragon for Long Live like right before it, because I was like, because I actually, you didn't ask, but I'm just telling you anyways, you can cut all of this out. But
No, I'm keeping
before
it.
I got to go to opening night too, and before opening night, I had tweeted that if Taylor played Mirrorball on opening night, I would get a Mirrorball tattoo the next day before Glendale night two. And so, like, Folklore set happened, and I was like, "Oh, it didn't happen. That's okay." And then it was the first surprise song of the entire tour, so I did it. And so, like, literally, I went to a tattoo shop and then went directly to the show the next day. So then I tried to like reverse manifest Long Live, which, I mean, obviously, that's not why she played it, but I was like, oh, it worked. And then Never Grow Up, which I got to listen to with my mom and my sister. And then she played When Emma Falls in Love, which was just like insane. I was like, what the hell is happening? So yeah, that was really cool.
It's all for you. That's awesome.
Definitely
I would
not,
start
but I
to
love the
think,
invisible string.
I would get like a complex. I'd be like, yeah, she's paying attention to me, you know. Okay, this might be difficult to answer, but what is one of your favorite Swiftie Wins moments?
Ooh, that is a hard one. I think the night that Leighton got the 22 hat, that was like the best, because I have followed Steph forever. Like, I still remember the Swift Miss video coming out, and just like she has gone through so much, and she has raised just like the sweetest kid on the entire planet. And that was like a collective fandom win. Like, we all got the 22 hat that night. That was just like the coolest freaking thing ever. So
It's super
yeah,
cute. I remember that and I was like, oh
it was so cute. And he's like, hi, Layden. Hi, Steph. Like, stop. She loves so good.
Okay. Next question, favorite Torture Poets Department cover so far.
Ooh. I think the Bolter is my favorite right now. Yeah.
That's pretty.
It's a good one.
I have a hard time choosing.
I know.
I think I'm sticking with the original just because of the shock value of seeing it,
Such shock value.
knowing that this is an album and it's coming out,
Yeah.
you know, and I'm like, but no, all the photography, visuals, everything has been gorgeous so far.
Yes.
So I'm just like super curious.
I know. I'm excited to see more of the photo shoot, like once we get the booklets and stuff.
I know. I know. New photos of Taylor, like, I love
Always
it.
exciting.
All right, next question. Favorite Taylor Swift lyric or one of your favorites?
I've never been a natural. All I do is try. For sure. Yes. Love that.
I love that lyric.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That whole song, I was listening to it in the car this morning, actually. And I was just like, wow, this is a really, like,
yeah.
It goes in so many different directions, but it's like all centered on just like it's kind of like train of thought. Is that?
Yeah.
I don't know that. Yeah.
Sometimes I consciousness or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I question my bracing of things, but you know, but it's all just like, unfortunately, I guess relatable.
It's like anxiety in a song, like,
yeah,
and trying to just like be enough for the people around you. And
yeah,
it's my favorite song for a reason. It's just
it's gorgeous,
so good.
Yep. All right, last question: 22 hat or stage dive? Like, which is more iconic?
I think 22 hat. Yeah, stage dive was like such a shock factor the first night, but the 22 hat has like. Whenever the first leg of the tour ended and someone posted like a video compilation of every single moment, I was just like watching that and just like weeping in bed. I was like, this is so beautiful. And I remember like on opening night, she comes out in that hat. And I'm like, that's going to someone in the crowd for sure. And so it's just been cool watching it evolve and like how much time she gives. Like she just keeps giving more and more time to everyone. And I love it.
It's so cute. It's super cute. Oh, well, thank you so much for coming on. Everybody go follow Emma and just, you know, get some positivity on your timeline.
All right, sweet. Thank you so much. This was really fun. It's been a long
time. I want to say thank you to the fans. By telling you a secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years. Which is that my brand new album comes out April 19th. It's called The Tortured Poets Department.